Today I want to tell you about somebody who lived a long time ago whose name was Malo, and he was such a follower and faithful person to God and to Jesus that people started referring to him as a saint. Saint Malo was a preacher of the good news of Jesus Christ, but when he wasn't preaching, he was working in the fields along with all of his friends. He would plant and water, he would weed, he would harvest, along with all the other workers. And one day, when he came to work, the assignment was to work in the vineyard, pruning the grapevines. It was a very warm day, and Malo wanted to keep up with all the other workers, so he figured he better take off his cloak, which was making him too hot. And he took it off, and he put it at the edge of the field, out of sight and out of the way. The workers spent their day going up and down the rows of vines, cutting and carrying branches. Sometimes they would stop for a drink of water. And at lunchtime, they got to sit in the shade for a few minutes and eat their lunch. But mostly, they walked up and down the rows of the vineyard all day long until the sun was low in the sky. And when the end of their workday came, St. Malo went to find his cloak. And it was exactly right where he left it. But before he picked it up and shook it off, just as he was about to grab hold of it, he noticed that a little tiny bird had used his cloak to make a nest. She had actually laid an egg there and was sitting on it. Now, right away it came to Malo's mind how the Bible says, even the tiniest of birds does not fall to the ground without our Heavenly Father knowing. He knew that God's care and compassion extended even to the littlest of creatures. And so he left his cloak there on the ground to be a nest for that little bird while she laid more eggs. She sat on those eggs day after day after day. The eggs matured, and finally, after weeks, the eggs hatched and the little birds came out, and the mother could lead her family of baby birds into the world. And the whole time, while all that, the laying and the sitting on the nest and the hatching and the growing, that whole time, the workers on the farm noticed an amazing thing. No wild creatures ever disturbed that nest. No rain ever fell down on it and got it wet. No branches and weeds and sticks blew its direction. That little nest, made out of a cloak of St. Malo, was protected until the birds grew strong enough to fly away. And when they didn't need their nest anymore, St. Malo then finally was able to take back his cloak. And when he picked it up and shook it off, it was just as whole and as sturdy and as clean and as unfaded as it had ever been. And so, seeing that cloak and learning the story of how it had been a nest for the family of birds caused many people to give thanks and praise to God. And giving thanks and praise to God is what we're going to do together right now. So maybe you can just hold somebody's hand. Oh. Thank you, Ben, for letting Savannah... Okay, we'll do it this way. A three-way handhold works good for me. Gracious God, we thank you for your care and tenderness toward each and every one of us. We thank you for food to eat. We thank you for a place to sleep. We thank you for people who love us. We thank you for this beautiful earth and all the creatures who share it with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.